Hi, this is Cherise Kenyon, and you're listening to the Beauty Me podcast, all about beauty beyond the BS. This week, I've got a guest whose work I have been following for years. And I mean years, because I think I interviewed her for my blog back in the day when we actually called them blogs. And I just know that for me, Tatiana Rose was an instant follow. She is a makeup artist whose work is so cinematic. It's so nostalgic, so beautiful. I really think she's in a category all of her own. I found this to be one of the most sensitive, beautiful, peaceful conversations I've had. And I actually felt very privileged to be allowed into Tatiana's world, especially as this is her first podcast. So I really hope you enjoy this one and feel free to share this with your fellow creatives and or introverts. Just so the listeners know, you live in Australia. Which part is it?
Yeah, I live in New South Wales. So it's about an hour. I live about an hour out of Sydney. So near the Blue
Mountains. And are you in winter now?
Yeah, just getting into springtime.
Oh, right. So, yeah, tell me about your morning routine. I'm just trying to set the scene because for me it's like 11 a.m. here in the UK and for you it's like 8 o'clock at night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Usually this is like my dinner time and then I always do my skincare and my showers like straight after dinner. And then is usually when I start doing any like post-editing. I just take my time and I feel like, yeah, that's just where I can relax, take my time.
So what are you doing all the hours during the day then? If you're a night person and you love doing your work, you know, you're a full-time creator and a makeup artist and you dance in a cabaret as well.
Yes.
Amazing. So when does your day actually start?
It's quite different every day. I usually take my mornings pretty slow, though. Sometimes I do have dance class in the mornings. But if not, that's usually where I just take it slow and then I get ready. And I usually film throughout the day or I go to the studio and that's where I'll take pictures. Or if I have a makeup job, then that's early in the morning usually.
So the studio, is that your studio or do you rent somewhere? Or?
Yeah, it's just my little studio. It's about 20 minutes away from where I live, so it's good to get out there.
God. A creator with their own studio is kind of rare.
I'm very lucky. It's really small, but it's like I love having that little space that's like all creative and I can get like right in the zone.
I feel like we need to definitely fill in gaps for people because they're going to hear me saying, oh my God, Tatiana, I love her work. I've loved it for years, but I need to kind of tell people a little bit about you. And then I really want to find out where your influences came from. I've always thought of you as you have an amazing ability to mix in nostalgia, but make it fresh. And even down to the way you wear your hair often, you have like the rolled fringe, very dark. But then you might wear like 80s neon makeup. So for me, you've always been someone, I feel like you're into film, you're into theatre, you're into dance. You know, you definitely give me, what's my favourite character from Blade Runner? Rachel,
yeah.
Blade Runner. Rachel vibes. Over the years, I've seen you dip in. Yeah. Did you do a YouTube as well? I've seen you dip into YouTube. You're the person I'm always praying that there's more YouTube. I'm not going to lie. But I know it's work. I know it's a lot of work.
It's something that I find hard to stick to, I think, because, you know, you can get into your head and then, like, especially seeing yourself talking and things like that, I'm like, oh, I don't know. I get nervous about it.
I get it. But your YouTubes, even still, they're just different to everybody else's. There's like a cinematic quality and, but anyway, enough of me. Please take me all the way back to the first time you started being curious about beauty. What was it?
I think it's definitely come from where I grew up and like my mom and dad being performers. And then on my dad's side, my grandma and my grandpa were also performers that in the circus history, like that side. I've just always grown up around it and seeing pictures of my mum like in her showgirl time and like always seeing her with the big makeup and I was always just like, oh, like I want to be like that. And like My granny is so glamorous, even though she doesn't think so, but like she'd always have her long nails and this matching lipstick. It was like this peach frosted shade, and I just always remember it. That was like my very first time, like where I realized I loved it so much, and then it just naturally growing up, I just always gravitated towards it. I loved it.
So where, do you mind going back a little bit to just tell me a bit about where your family's from then? Because also your accent, I'm trying to place your accent. I know you were born in, you're born in Belgium?
Yeah, I was born in Belgium. My dad is Swiss and my grandma is from Belgium and she was part of a circus. So he was born into the circus and then he had an act. He was a juggler and then he met my mom in Paris. And then she joined the circus, and then I was born into the circus with my sister.
Oh my God, we need a film about you. It's just because you said he was born into the circus. It's like, so I'm just trying to picture what your life was like when you were, what were you doing at the time when your dad was juggling and your mum was dancing? Like, were you at school full time or did you travel? Like,
so I was homeschooled until we came here to Australia when I was 8 years old. So that time growing up in the circus, I was homeschooled with my sister. And yeah, we lived in a caravan, homeschooled in there with my mum.
What did you used to do? Did you used to watch your mum get ready for any performances or?
Yeah, I always watched my mum and then my dad even had makeup on. So like that was influenced as well. And then I would either sometimes watch the shows, but because I was really little, they would be late sometimes. So I could always hear when my dad was performing, when I was sleeping in bed, I would wait for his music to come on.
I love that. I love that. I need, it just sounds so magical to me. It's like you couldn't make it up. Do you know what I mean? It's like it took your dad growing up in the circus to then meet your mum in Paris and she joins the circus and then they have you. It's like, you, of course you had to be this creative and colourful, you know. When did you first start doing something with those influences? Was it just in how you dressed or would you, did you start playing with makeup early on?
I was more, I drew a lot when I was little, a lot of painting. I was always into art and stuff like that. I didn't do makeup until I was a teenager. That's when I sort of started getting into it. But yeah, I was always painting. That was my first sort of love.
Personality-wise, were you quite more like introverted at that stage as well? Because I feel like that often goes hand in hand with creativity.
Yeah. Apparently I was really confident as a kid and then that just changed. I suddenly became quite shy and yeah, I'm quite introverted now, definitely.
Do you know when they might put that down to? Because I've heard people say that in the past, and I feel some people put it down to purely when your body starts to change, you just start to become a bit more self-conscious.
Yeah, and I think coming here to Australia was a really huge change for me, and then going to public school from, you know, quite literally living in the circus. It was such a, and I couldn't understand that when I was little. And then having an accent as well, and then coming here was quite a change. I think kids can be mean sometimes. So being a bit different or having an accent, that was, for some reason, I couldn't understand why they'd say anything about it. Cause I didn't even know I had an accent at that age.
Do you think maybe you leaned more into your art then as well? Because it was like just for you.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Was it when you were at school that you started to play with makeup as well? Did you wear makeup to school at all?
No, not until high school. And then I think that's when I started wearing makeup. But later on, it turned into more of a creative expression.
Would you say that when you first started wearing it, then did it give you confidence?
At the time, yeah. When I look back at pictures, I'm like, why did I wear that with no eyebrows?
What did you see yourself wearing then? Like when you look back, what are you wearing, like colorful stuff as a teen or?
No, not as a teen. No, I used to wear brown eyeliner, but only on the bottom of my eyes. I don't know why.
You obviously.
I thought I looked good.
Well, maybe it's like the theatrical element, because like makeup theater isn't technically what you wear day to day, is it? It's meant to make things stand out and create shadows and stuff. So maybe you were just trying to have dramatic eyes. So I'm just trying to get this picture of you as you're getting into makeup for yourself. You're a self-conscious young girl. Was there anyone like in the mainstream, like celebrity music, that kind of inspired you along the way?
I'm not sure. I can't like pinpoint exactly. I've always been someone that takes a lot of inspiration from a lot of things, and I can never decide what my style is. I struggled with that a lot. Like, I didn't know what I liked because I liked so many things that I was like, oh, like, I just found it really hard to be like, oh, I've got to pick a style and like stick with that. And I think that influenced a lot of my work today, is that I love to pick little bits from different times or movies or styles and just put them all together into one. Like, I've always loved the past. Like, I'm a very nostalgic person. So I've always loved like seeing old photo albums of like my mom and dad working. And like, I've always wanted to capture that feeling in like all of my work. So yeah, I'm just always very aware and picking up inspiration from everywhere.
When I do your intro, I don't know if I'll be able to say your style is this, because it's definitely, it's so nuanced and so influenced, but not to the point that you're like, you're copying somebody. It's way beyond that. It's like all of these things are in your brain and you decide to do your makeup today and this is what comes out. It's like almost like a lottery maybe of what's going to come out. So just give us a little bit of a timeline. When did you start an actual career in makeup? Did that come before dancing, or like paint a little picture for me?
Throughout school and high school, I was studying ballet. That was what I thought my career was going to be. That was my major thing. And then I had a hip injury, and that kind of put me into like this might not actually work out. Like, so... And I've always loved makeup along the side, like from performing in ballet, like stage makeup and everything in the past. And I was like, oh, this can be a career. Like, I never thought, like, I just never linked it that it could be a career. And then that's when I really started practicing on anyone, practicing on me. And then I left school because I wasn't doing ballet then either. And then I left school and I went and did a beauty course just so I could get something out of school.
Yeah.
And then that's when I started posting on Instagram and trying to just create images, try and get what was out of my brain.
So when you went to do the course, did you feel like you learned stuff from it? Did you think it was a bit antiquated? Like, what were your thoughts? Because I do think there's still a bit of that now with like makeup courses. They teach very specific techniques, I guess.
Yeah, I think because it was so specific, it helped me realize what I wanted to do, like how I wanted to use makeup, like that it helped me like solidify that. Like sitting there, I was like, oh, I don't think there should be this many rules about makeup. Like, I remember sitting in class and they were like, oh, you can't wear glitter if you're over 30. And I was sitting there and I was like, but my mom, like, and I know how my mom wears makeup and I think she's the most glamorous person ever. And I was like, this is so silly. So that was like my moment when I was like, what is this?
That is so wrong. It's so believable. Do you know what I mean? It's like women, a lot of women, obviously all different types of people wear makeup, but... Mm-hmm. Women are given this tool, but it's like, but you got to have rules, you know. It's like, you know, you shouldn't do it. I mean, you break all the rules with every face that you do. That whole, you can't wear red lips and liner. It's like, you know, it's just so, I think that's one cool thing as generations come and go. Those old rules are forgotten. Like, have you seen that TikTok that's going around? It's the black girl says, can we get back to wearing some makeup?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? And yeah. She's got a full, you know, she's the bleached eyebrows, full face, and she's just like, she was copying somebody who was putting makeup on, and she'd like used like the teeniest bit of blush and then her face was done. And she was like, please, can we just get back to wearing makeup? And I shared it And today on Instagram, she said, I honestly think some people are scared to express themselves because of society. And mm-hmm. I find you really interesting because I feel you 100% express yourself through makeup. Like, that is your thing. But yet you are this kind of, you are a, to me, you seem to be like a quiet, thoughtful person. Whereas makeup can also make you seem as if you're a loud, vivacious person. Do you know what I mean? It allows you to play. And I just wanted to ask you, what is the key thing that you get? I know you do it for work, and but what is the key thing that makeup, you can always rely on makeup to give you, without Instagram, without whatever, what is the key thing that you get from it?
I think it is that self-expression, because I feel a lot of emotions, but I feel like I'm bad at expressing them through words. It's just something that I've always had difficulty with. But being able to do my makeup or emulate some sort of feeling, even when I used to do paintings, like that was my way of getting my thoughts out or emotion or whatever it was.
Oh, I really want to know more about that. Like, what? I'm not a psychiatrist, obviously, or a therapist, but it's just like, I'm just keen to know, I'm curious to know, like, what made you go? Do you think it was the move to Australia that just made you like?
I'm not sure. I've always been, and my dad always said, like, head in the clouds. Like, I'm just always off somewhere else. And I was always in my head. That's been something I've always done. But yeah, as I get older, I feel like I get even more in my head. So yeah.
That is not a bad thing. I can't say where I heard it because it's something that hasn't come out yet, but I watched something recently and the person in it said this amazing quote. She said, the biggest thing I've learned is that as people get older, you can think they're going to change, but what they actually do is they become more themselves. And I was like, that's actually really cool to know it's okay. And like you just said, you even feel like, because I think that's your power. The more you are, the more you inspire us. Because it's not, you know, do you get it? Don't you love it? Like the older you get, the more you become. And I think we're told, no, you're meant to change. You're meant to evolve. And you do, because, you know, you're not just one thing in life. But I just thought that's really cool. So I can be more of the things that I want to be, which is talking to people or photographing people or makeup, but I don't have to do all the other things. Yeah. And for you, I think that makes perfect sense. I think you've leaned so much into who you are. You don't have to share your voice because you are sharing emotion through your work. You are sharing a feeling, and probably sounds corny, but there's another quote that's around people never remember what you said, but they remember how you made them feel. So I feel like you're giving a gift. Yeah. I think that's what you are. You're a gift. And that's why I followed you for so long. I mean, you've hardly said any words. Let me think about it. Like, literally, I've been following you for years. You've hardly said any words.
No, that's true. Like, yeah.
So when is your birthday? Or what star sign are you?
I'm an Aquarius. In February.
Okay, I'm Pisces and we are dreamers, like head in the clouds 100%.
My mum's a Pisces too.
And so she loves makeup. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. I've just noticed something. We've been talking about how you are, would you say introvert is the right word, or would you just say, is there a different way you describe yourself?
I definitely say introverted. It's not that I want, but I don't really want to be.
But why don't, okay, so why don't you want to be? Is that because you feel you shouldn't be?
I feel like sometimes it can be a bit of a block.
Like relationships?
Yeah, even just with work, like not having that, sometimes I don't have that confidence in myself to just kind of get out there. And I think it's due to that, like being so, just being so inside myself. Like I just need to kind of get out of that.
So that brings me to my question. You dance. Yeah. That is an outward expression.
Yeah, that's like, and I love performing, so it's sometimes just confusing, but it's like another me up on stage.
Yes, so like, but who is that person? You know, back in the day, I think Beyonce used to say she had Sasha Fierce. Mm-hmm. Who is Tatiana becoming? Because, you know, so you're working today, you're doing content, you know you're going to be on stage tonight. What is the process in your mind, or is it just a physical process to get you on that stage?
Yeah, I think it's just, honestly, it's as soon as I step out on stage, it's like I know that I have to be someone else, or like I have to bring that side of myself out because there's all these people watching. So, and I kind of like that feeling, like I have to bring myself up to the, like I have to get to that point. It like forces me out of my shell, which I think is a good thing for me.
But that's I need more, because that is a big force in your other show. Okay, look, if someone said to me, Sharice, you're going to go on stage in half an hour, it's going to take more. Like, how? Because, you know, you are this. And it's funny, when I use the word quiet, I don't mean like quiet little mouse. I mean, some people, there's a calm. And then you're going out there, and cabaret has a lot of personality to it. Mm-hmm. So what personality are you turning on for this cabaret? I need to know. Like, if you're introvert, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever, what do you become when you're on stage?
I think it's definitely, it's still me. It's just more, I guess, because there's no direct contact. Like, I'm on the stage and then I'm off the stage, and I don't have to, I guess, again, talk. It's just showing this other side. And there's, yeah, don't even know how to put it into words.
That's why I'm pushing you, because I'm just like, because it's fascinating. But then at the same time, is it that different to you making a video for TikTok or Instagram? Probably not, because you're projecting an image, aren't you? Mm-hmm. So you'd be a really good actress in silent films.
In silent films. That used to be my dream when I was little. I used to be like, oh, I want to be in the movies. But then like growing up, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I could do that. But I'm good at when I'm being told to do something, I'll do it. It's when I'm left to my own devices. Sometimes that's when the doubt creeps in and I get shy.
Oh my God.
And I think on stage as well, I'm like being told what to do. Like, and then you can like, with cabaret, you just include your little bits of yourself on stage.
I would love to see you in cabaret, because I'd be like, oh my God, that's like a different person. But I just find that interesting. You mentioned about confidence. Do you think that you deal a bit with, again, it's a lot of creative deal with this, like imposter syndrome?
Definitely, yeah. That's a big struggle.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's like, I don't know why it's so, I think it's definitely linked to people like high up in business, but it seems to like really take hold of people in something creative, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because there aren't so many rules around being creative. Like a regular job is a regular job, you know, clock in, clock out. Whereas creativity relies on your imagination and your ability to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might not have the ideas, or you might not think people like your ideas. Like, I'm just trying to pin it down, because I think a lot of things happen when we're younger. I just think we get self-conscious, and it can be one comment, like, you know, you said you used to want to be in films. I think if I could do my life over again, I would have tried to do that. But one time I sang a song from it's like a musical at school, and they laughed, and I was like, I just want to die.
No,
it's because I've got a low voice. It's because I've got a low voice. So I think having a low voice as a girl, teen, I was just, mortified. That's
the thing, those things like stick with you as much as you don't want it to. It just sticks a little worm in your brain and it's just there. Even if nothing is wrong with anything that you do, it just sticks with you.
For years.
It's so...
And you, so you don't, you can't pin, there's no memories that you've got of like any little specific little worms for you.
I think my accent, like my voice was definitely from school, which is so silly to think, like, but it just sticks with you. And I think all those years in ballet, like you're constantly looking at yourself in the mirror, thinking what could be better. It doesn't look like this, comparing to someone else. Like the standard in ballet is so, so high, like almost impossible, that having that constant like belittling of yourself is quite hard.
So let's bring it to right now. When do you feel like the most you, just like the most quintessentially Tatiana? What is it? What are you doing? Is it about doing anything?
Yeah, I think it is. It is when I'm normally doing something creative, when I am either painting or doing my makeup or taking pictures of other people. Like, that's when I feel, yeah, I think that's when I feel most myself. When I'm not so in my head, that's when I'm more myself.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, it sounds like when you're less self-conscious, maybe you go into the zone, you know, they call it the zone.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why you dance as well, because that's a different zone.
Yeah. Yeah, doing things that I'm, yeah, that can, like, pull me out of my own mind, because I think I can, like, yeah, change myself. If I'm too in my head, I'll start doubting everything, and then I'm like, oh, then I'm not myself.
So is there anybody outside of you that can know when you're doing this as well? I'm quite intrigued, like, you know yourself. Right. So what will she say when she's like?
She will always assure me that I'm okay and things like that, but she'll always try and make me do something, or she just helps me pull out of it.
Would you say you're quite similar to your mum?
We are quite similar. We're very different, but similar.
That's the thing. It's like she probably notices it because she knows maybe she could be like that, even if it was in the past, yeah. Maybe.
And I think you take a lot of traits from your parents, like emotionally, and like how they, or growing up, how they dealt with things, you take that on, yeah.
Whether it's good or bad. what does beauty mean to you? And I'm obviously, we know you are an amazing makeup artist, but what is beauty for you?
I think it is that self-expression in whatever way that you use beauty for. Whether it's a lot of makeup or not a lot of makeup, or just skincare or just your hair, like, it's just so personal, and it's like a little ritual, and that's what I love. Like, even like going back, growing up with the circus, watching everyone put on makeup and get into this different character, like, but it's still them, just a different side of them. And that time is so important. Like, out of everything in the day, that's your time that's just for you.
Love that.
That's what I love.
Okay, final question, and it's one I don't really ask, but I'm so intrigued with you. So let's say you had 15-year-old Tatiana or 16-year-old Tatiana with you, or you could speak to her, you could pick up the phone and speak to her. What advice would you give?
To not be so self-conscious. It's just, I think it's, you waste too much time. No one really thinks about you that much.
I love that. I think a lot of people will get that advice. because, yeah, even while we sit here now, we're not going to get this minute back, this second back. It's like, do the thing. No one cares. In a really good way.
The time's going to move on anyway. So you just got to do what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Which is why I asked you to come on. I was like, the time's going to go anyway. I need to ask her anyway. The worst you can say is no. So thank you so much.
That's it for this week. I hope you felt the magic of Tatiana's words. Honestly, I know we spoke through a computer, but I really get the feeling that she is just a very gentle, warm soul that is just destined to be a creator. She's definitely not someone that waffles with words, and I appreciate that about her. Speaking to her was a reminder for me, and I'm hoping for you, that we just need to get on with being who we are. We don't have time to compare ourselves to others. So I hope you got something from this one. And if you want to see more of Tatiana's work, I've left links to all her social platforms in the show notes for you. If you did enjoy this, I'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch over in the DMs on X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram at beautymepodcast, or email me beautymepodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to see a little bit of our conversation, then you need to head to my TikTok, which is at Charisse Kenyon. And if you did enjoy it, I'd just really appreciate it if you could take a second to leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you listen, because it really helps other people find the podcast. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.